It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our one-hour show. This is Border Crossings. We're live in D.C. right now. And you are more than welcome to join us here on this Tuesday. Our phone lines are open 202-619-2077. Give us a call. We'll take your request 202-619-2077. We start out today's show with a request from Hakeem, who is in South Sudan and wants to hear the latest from Ariana Grande. Her new album is coming out in July. It's called Sweetener. And I'll tell you about Ariana and what's been going on with her after No Tears Left to Cry.
Right now.
Crossings, Ariana Grande, the first song off the upcoming new album, Sweetener, which hits the stores on July 20th. And that is called No Tears Left to Cry for Hakeem in South Sudan. Ariana Grande and Mac Miller ended their relationship about 2-3 weeks ago. They'd been together dating for a year and a half. And then it ended and said, we're going to be best friends forevermore. We'll be best friends. Our tour schedules just kind of didn't coincide. We were just not able to spend time together, so it's best we part. Well, then people start putting messages on social media about the relationship, and then the truth starts to come out. And Ariana Grande writes that their relationship was toxic. That's her word, toxic. And he couldn't keep his stuff together. Apparently drinks a lot, he was involved in an accident. He got arrested because it was a kind of a hit and run. He didn't hit anyone. He hit something. He hit a pole. in his car, and then he ran away and fled the scene. Police finally found who it was. They got him. He'd been drinking. He was drunk, crashed his car. So apparently drinking is a problem for Mac Miller. So that's one of the reasons that a relationship ended. Ariana is now in a new relationship. Mac Miller very upset about it. How'd she get over me so quickly? But she's currently been rumored to be dating Pete Davidson, who is a cast member on Saturday Night Live. So there you have that. And I know Ariana marked the one-year anniversary of the tragedy following her concert at the Manchester Arena a year ago. When she posted messages that she loves Manchester, my hearts and thoughts are with you. And then she got a message back on Instagram of a bunch of fans who had collectively gathered outside in the parking lot of the Manchester Arena. And they were all singing No Tears Left to Cry. They sent her that video and she said, I love you and I love you always and I wish I could be there with you. So there you have it. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. As we get back into the live show, yesterday was recorded with the Rex and Pentatonix. Vince put that together. Thank you, Vince. And I know we've gotten a lot of messages from people, including Samra and her son, who love Pentatonix, that wanted me to say hello to Pentatonix, wanted them to say hello back. The interview was pre-recorded, so there was no way that was going to happen. But I just posted the interview, so you can see it on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. So if you'd like to see Pentatonix and the interview we did, it's right there on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Moving along with requests, Peter Kerr. Listening to 93.5 FM in South Sudan, probably not too far away from Hakim, wants me to play this next song. Avicii took his own life in April. Seems to be a sad, reoccurring story. 28 years young, he just couldn't handle the fame. So his family said, he ended his life. He was depressed and suffering, which is kind of, you wouldn't think somebody famous would have any reason to suffer, but apparently fame can also come with its challenges and its pressures. So at 28, he decided the best way out was to take the way out, which was sad. But here is Avicii for Peter Kerr and all of his fans around the world. This is a song called Hey Brother from Avicii.
Hey Brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. What if I'm falling? We'll be right back.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Listen, seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now, 'cause I'm falling apart. Tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no.
Crossings Drake, and that's a request from Felix Tete, and it's called Passion, and that is a hit from about a year ago. More Life was the name of the song. Album was an EP that he put out between from the sixth, Views from a Six, something that he had out, which was about a year ago or so, that was doing very well for him, named after some of the districts in Toronto, Canada. And then his new album, which is coming up, is called Scorpion, and that's coming out soon. He just put out a new song in the last couple of days from the album called I'm Upset. And a lot of people believe that that was prompted by the feud he's been having with Kanye West. They've been involved in this online thing, but apparently he says, nope, has nothing to do with that. Totally different. But Drake also says they would like to get back into acting. That's where he kind of came from when he began on Degrassi a number of years ago. So, Felix, thank you for your request. It's Border Crossings. We are back with you, and a happy Tuesday to everybody. Karuna Kantapal checked in on our Facebook page. Dagim Tilahun. Daniel Aboegi is tuned in and said, peace to everybody, and thank you very much for listening to our show. Appreciate hearing from you. From all the folks who check in on the Facebook page, Free Douse said hi, so hello to Free Douse. Frankie Lennon, these are all new people who have never written to us before, and Frankie is in the Philippines. So hello, Kumustaka, I hope everything is going well for you. Yayo Shine said hello. Tesfaye Niebret And let's see, we heard from Nasia Lidu Teferi, who's listening to Border Crossings, and Dayton is tuned in as well. So thank you, Dayton, for your message. Cletus Clark, Salvador Denisor, Clementine, Mesvin Yagezu, Sammy Couture, Clifford Mulaima, Zach Waku, Lloyd Paulson also said hello. Lloyd said, I'm a loyal follower of Border Crossings and listens in Kuwait to 96.9 FM. So Lloyd Paulson, thank you for your nice message on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Cletus Clarks has been listening to us for a while. He wants this song from a Canadian singer, which is Keza. And Keza has been on Border Crossings before. She had a song called Hideaway, which was a big hit a few years ago. This is her new one from Keza, and it's called No Enemies.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
All it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts thank you.
one of the biggest classic rock hits of all time, and certainly one of the biggest hits to come out of the 1970s, Led Zeppelin, and that is called Stairway to Heaven here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and that is a request from Marcus from the UK. Thank you, Marcus, for checking us out and for making that request here on Border Crossings. Halfway through our Tuesday show, Ray McDonald will be in shortly, and we will be going through our weekly look at the charts. And in just a couple of minutes, I want to play a song from an album that has made history, and it is an album not from the United States. And I'll tell you more about that when I play the song from the album by this boy band. You probably know who I'm talking about already. So that's in just a few minutes. So hang around. That's coming up. I want to say hello to Sam Carter, who's in Ghana. Mary Buckman, also in Ghana. She said she's been on vacation for a while. She's back with us. So welcome back to 98.1 FM in Ghana. Elizabeth the Pia said hello. Elsie Yah is celebrating a birthday today with us. So, Elsie, happy birthday to you. Ernest Pever said it is Democracy Day in Nigeria. And he's celebrating with Naka and, Zakling. And all the other friends who are celebrating today as well in Nigeria. So thank you, Ernest, for letting us know about Democracy Day in Nigeria. Heard from Adama, and he's with his brother Albert Karma Addy, listening to Border Crossings. Ephraim in Ethiopia on Shagar FM 102.1. Brian Cabasso from Zambia, Charity. She's in Ghana. I heard from Edwin Nkene, Clifford Mulaima, Abdulaziz Kasali, who said it is a half birthday today. So happy half birthday. We'll get you a half birthday song. How's that? And also Rock Amadoff is with Border Crossings as well. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and leaving us a request and dedication. All right, we're going to do the song in just a couple of minutes from this boy band. But first, a request from Zimbabwe. Tawanda Mutodi wants me to play Tupac, and this is called Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a queen, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie.
And dear mama,
place no one above you, sweetie.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweetie.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie.
And dear mama,
sweetie.
Dear mama,
sweetie.
Border Crossings, and that is a song for Tupac, and Dear Mama for Mamas Everywhere. My name is Larry London. Happy to have you tuned in to our show. Tuesday is underway, and you can join us by calling 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And up next, I have a boy band. And there's a lot of these guys in this boy band. There are 7 members to this boy band. And they are V, Suga, Jin, Jungkook, RM, Jimin, and J-Hope. And if you haven't figured out by the names, they are Korean. And they formerly are known as the Bangtan Boys from South Korea, but they go by BTS now. And they recently won the Social Group or Social Artist of the Year Billboard Award at the Billboard Award Show. They performed on the Billboard Award Show. This is the first time in Billboard history that a K-pop band has been number one on the U.S. Billboard album charts. So congratulations. We're going to talk about charts with Ray in a few minutes. And this is the first time in 12 years that a foreign language album, a predominantly foreign language album, has been number one on the U.S. Billboard charts as well. So they are making all kinds of history. They've won all kinds of awards. They've had 3 albums out in their native Korean and 3 in Japanese. And K-pop is very popular throughout Asia right now. They've won all kinds of awards at the different Asian award shows. And so I'm going to play a song off of their album that is number one. The album is called Love Yourself, Tear. And this is for all the members of the ARMY, the BTS ARMY. That's what the fans are known as. And here's the song. It's called Fake Love from BTS on Border Crossings.
Lie yourself, 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 lie yourself 위해서라면 난 아파도 강한 척할 수가 있었어. 사랑이 사랑만으로 완벽하기에 내 모든 약점들은 다 숨겨지기에 이루어지지 않는 꿈속에서 피울 수 없는 꽃을 키웠어.
Border Crossings, that's called Fake Love from BTS and the new number one album in the U.S., Love Yourself, Tear.
Amazing. Number one. The first K-pop act to have a number one album on now, the Billboard Pop Album.
Where did Psy go? I mean, his album didn't do so well, but, you know, Gangnam Style was huge.
Gangnam Style was the first YouTube video to hit 1 billion views, and I think he's passed 4 billion with it, so people are still watching it. That's, you know, he's that one-hit wonder guy who will always be known for that video.
Yeah, and they love him in Korea because, you know, I get
he's
my haircut and my hairstylist
is a character
from Korea, and she always tells me, Psy coming on Border Crossings? Is Psy coming? So we'll try, maybe one day. Samuel McCour checked in from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada to say hi. Samuel, thank you for joining us in Canada, and I heard from Mohamed Tete and Janine Tesfaye. So thank you all for listening. It's time, as you can tell now, for Ray McDonald and our weekly chart chat.
Well, before I get into the Hot 100 overview, I just want to say one more thing about BTS. We watched them on the Billboard Music Awards. They got the loudest screams of the night, and whoever does their choreography, my hat's off to them, because those guys are tight.
Yes. And I don't know
choreography's
why.
Choreography's tight.
But every time the TV camera went by any member of BTS or there was any reference to BTS, you're right, the crowd started shrieking. It wasn't just yelling. It was, you could hear the girls must have
nuts.
Been. Yeah, I mean,
like Beatles, 1964.
The loudest applause and the loudest response of anybody. So it was very interesting. Obviously, their fan club known as the ARMY was there in attendance. But anyway, on with the chart chat.
Well, if you're a fan of Marshmello and Anne-Marie, you're going to be happy because they are in the top 20 this week. Friends goes from 21st to 16th place. They have both been in the hit list before, but maybe if you're not well acquainted with them, I'll bring you up to speed after the song, Friends.
You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking at ears. Only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that made me crazy. Here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with, don't be impolite.
Just friends.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight.
We're hitting that one hard on VOA 1. Marshmello and Anne-Marie, Friends, moving from 21st to 16th place on the current Hot 100. This is Marshmello's second countdown single. He and Selena Gomez reached 20th place with Wolves last year. It's also Anne-Marie's second countdown single. Back in 2016, she reached 9th place with the song Rockabye from Sean Paul and Clean Bandit. Now, who are these people? Well, Marshmello is a producer DJ. He is believed to be Christopher Comstock, who also works under the name .com. And the reason I say believed to be is that this guy wears a white bucket over his head that looks like a big white marshmallow. And that's where he gets his name, Marshmello, from. He's sort of in the tradition of Deadmau5. If you're an EDM fan, you might remember Deadmau5, who wears this light-up mouse mask. So he's the mass DJ, you might say. He began remixing other artists like Zedd. He posted his first original song on SoundCloud in 2015. Last year, he made Forbes magazine's list of the world's highest paid DJs. He earned $21 million in the 12 months prior to June 2017. So in some cases, it pays to wear a bucket over your head.
That is funny.
His second album will be called Joy Time 2. That's because his first album was called Joy Time, and it will drop later this year. Mm-hmm. As for Anne-Marie, she's a British singer-songwriter. Her name is Anne-Marie Rose Nicholson. She sang in West End musicals when she was a child, and as a teenager, she was a champion karate competitor. She's been recording since 2013. She dropped her debut album, Speak Your Mind, last month. She has been touring with Ed Sheeran, which is about the best exposure you can possibly get. And this song is hot, and we'll see what happens. We have no change in the top five this week, so I was directing my attention toward the bottom end of the chart. Mm-hmm. Now, jumping to number 20, we have Shawn Mendes, who is definitely in the upper echelon of current artists. I mean, this guy went from posting 6-second Vine videos to being one of the Time 100. And I'll get into that in a little more detail after In My Blood.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. Phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, moving from 27th to 20th place. It's Shawn's sixth top 20 single in 4 years. And this is an interesting song. It deals with Shawn's struggle with anxiety disorder. It marks his first time addressing it. He says he wants fans to relate and understand what it's all about. Shawn delivered his self-titled third album last Friday, May 25th. Now, for this North American summer, he'll appear at festivals, both here in North America and Europe. And he already has the dates for his arena tour starting on March 7th, 2019 in Amsterdam. And when you schedule that far out, it means that there's going to be high demand for tickets. It means that you are a frontline artist and you got your stuff together. And I mean, Shawn Mendes, it's incredible. He's only 19 years old. He turns 20 in August. In 2013, when he was 13, he started posting six-second song covers on Vine, a platform that has disappeared. But he got millions of fans, and from there, he's parlayed it into this major chart and commercial career. Other artists love him. And this year, Time magazine included Shawn Mendes in its annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. He was an opening act on Taylor Swift's 1989 tour. He recently visited her on stage, and they were photographed together, and they sang together. So Shawn Mendes is really one to keep your eye on. I would say, of all the young artists playing today, Shawn Mendes has the potential, one of the highest potentials, to be, I guess, what you'd call a heritage artist. That is, to create an actual career rather than just have a few hit singles.
Hmm. And what was interesting to me is he came out at the exact same time as Austin Mahone, who we haven't heard from in a while. I mean, so Shawn is kind of in the fast lane. He's working. He's putting out songs. Austin is struggling. So they're both around the same age, same look, same whole thing.
You know, it's a combination of talent, luck, hard work. You put all of those factors together, some are going to rise to the top.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, because of the recent trend in opening up and letting the public into your personal life, he was able to reveal in an interview when they talked about that song and you mentioned anxiety that he would cry and he actually had therapy for a while. Mm. So, I mean, we're getting inside of people's heads and lives that we had never done before, talking about bullying and suicide and all these things.
Yeah, the subject of mental health is really front and center, led by artists like Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, and it's because of social media. And social media, as you know, is a double-edged sword. It can get you into trouble, but it can also help you relate to your fan base. You can say, I have this condition. If you do too, I'm just like you.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Ray, for coming on with our Chart Chat segment
today.
You
got it,
Larry. Ray McDonald, he's with us and the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week on Thursdays on the VOA1 Radio Network. Make sure you check him out. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. For all the requests and dedications, thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. And we'll be back tomorrow with requests and dedications. I'm Larry London, and this is the VOA1 Music Network.